89-year-old Shigeru Mizuki is an innovator of modern Japanese manga, or graphic novels. He's well known in Japan, and he's starting to become known here in the United States. That's because for the first time, Mizuki's been translated into English. His graphic novel, Onward Towards Our Noble Deaths, was published this month in North America. It's set during World War II, and there's plenty of action, but it's not like the superhero stuff you'll find in classic American war comics. The World's Marco Werman got the story when he visited Mizuki at his home in Tokyo.
Sergeant Rock is one of those classic characters in war comic books in which fantasy meets reality. After all, it takes a superhuman to shoot down Nazi warplanes with just a submachine gun. The war comics of Shigeru Mizuki are very different. They're more like poetry meets reality. Think Terrence Malick's 1998 war movie, The Thin Red Line, and the philosophy of war expressed by the hard-nosed sergeant played by Sean Penn.
What difference do you think you can make, one single man, in all this madness? If you die, it's going to be for nothing. There's not some other world out there where everything's going to be okay. There's just this one.
There's just this world of war, declares Sergeant Walsh, speaking to a lower-ranking private. And it isn't about heroics or glory, it's just bad. That's also the vision of Shigeru Mizuki's Onward Towards Our Noble Deaths, but for the Japanese soldiers he portrays, it's even worse. Mizuki's manga is set during a final and seemingly unwinnable campaign in New Guinea in World War II. The story centers on the agony faced by a Japanese platoon of soldiers whose commander orders them on a suicide mission. He sends them into battle and tells them national honor depends on them dying, not returning home alive. It's a grim tale told with a peppering of humor, not as comic relief. Shigeru Mizuki says that for him and his fellow soldiers in New Guinea, joking was key to their survival. Mizuki tells me that he only wrote what actually happened. All the conversations in the book, he says, they did take place. It was so boring digging trenches, so we had to have a laugh. Otherwise, we wouldn't have made it. Every single day, it was just digging trenches. During the fighting in New Guinea, the Japanese fought the Americans. In one Allied air raid, Mizuki lost his left arm. He was also pitted against his own ruthless superior officers and the elements.
People were eating bugs and grass, and they were practically starving. He himself also developed malaria and nearly died, and was nursed back to life in New Guinea, I believe, by some of the natives.
Fred Schott writes about manga and Japanese popular culture, and he's met Mizuki several times. Schott says that when Mizuki wrote Onward Towards Our Noble Deaths in 1973, he was motivated by two things.
He had this built-up anger about what he'd experienced in World War II, and he had this sort of drive to tell people about it. But it was also occurring at a time when there was a great political convulsion in Japan. Just a few years before he brought out the book, the streets were convulsed with riots, universities were shut, and there was a profound anti-war movement in Japan, anti-Vietnam War, and also, by extension, anti-all war. After World War II, Japan was so completely destroyed, there weren't very many people who were in favor of war.
Onward Towards Our Noble Deaths is an anti-war graphic novel, and it challenges the blind obedience within chains of command, in this case, proud senior officers with life and death control over subordinates. Mizuki conveys his pen and ink messages with a surreal combination of cartoon-like people superimposed against harsh, realistic renderings of their environments. Caricatures of soldiers, for example, are crushed on their suicide mission by very real-looking American tanks. Mizuki is cited as one of two or three leading innovators of manga in Japan. That role won't change, but his masterpieces have been overshadowed by volumes of recent pulp manga, whose narratives are mostly banal accounts of modern daily life. Shigeru Mizuki wishes that would change. Mizuki says he hopes that more decent manga will appear. Mangas with more depth. Normal mangas, he says, with a slight smile. So many mangas have been ridiculous, he adds, and yes, they do sell, but they need to have more substance.
manga が登場するんじゃないかと思いますね。
Mizuki is working on new material, a story currently serialized in a Japanese magazine, but he's not written any stories yet based on the events of March 11th. He has commented on the disaster in his own way. A few days after the earthquake and tsunami, the New York Times published an illustration by Mizuki on its op-ed page. It shows a hand emerging from an eddy at sea, outstretched, grasping for help. I asked Mizuki to explain it.
日本は今全体に沈みかけてる感じですよね。
He says modern Japan is about to drown. It's lost its sense of traditionalism. Though, he reflects, during World War II, Japan might have been too Japanese.
考えてますけどね。
Mizuki believes perhaps Japan is entering an international era. Somewhere between being subsumed by the rest of the world and being too Japanese, Mizuki sees a middle space, where the bright lights of modern Japan don't blind its citizens from the past, and where stories like the one he tells in Onward Towards Our Noble Deaths may help younger manga artists address Japan's many challenges. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.